Today we begin our journey through the Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Rambam. Hilchos Beis HaBechira is 8 prakim, and for many people, when they learn 3 prakim a day, that's pretty much 3 days of learning. Some people do it over 3 weeks, But now we're going to go through it in a way that everyone can actually understand what they are learning in the Rambam. The Rambam is divided up into two divisions to the Rambam. There are 14 Svarim, and in each Sefer you have subcategories, and there are 83 subcategories in the Rambam. The Sefer that Hilchos Beis HaBechira is in is Sefer Avodah, and it's the first Chelek of Sefer Avodah. And it's interesting that Bechlal, that the Rambam writes, Sforim of Avoida and Karbonis, the Rambam gives you halachas for kol ha-toira kula, the Rambam gives you the ability to live with Mashiach by knowing the halachas of the Karbonis. Before the Rambam begins each Sefer of the 14, he begins with a pasuk, and very often he ends the Sefer with a fabrengen, usually the last halacha of the Sefer. There's a mini fabrengen that you can fabreng on the Siyum HaRambam. The pasuk that the Rambam starts off, Sefer Avodah, which in essence he's starting Hilchos Beis HaBechira with this pasuk, is the pasuk Shalu Shloim Yerushalayim Shloya Avoyich, which literally means to seek out the welfare of Yerushalayim. Now most people do not pay much attention to the pasuk that the Rambam starts off the Sefer. The Rebbe is medayik very often in the pasuk, and when it comes to Sefer Avodah, the Rebbe explains to us that the Rambam is actually giving us instruction. Because many people, when they come to Sefer Avodah, they start yawning, they start spacing out, tuning out, because they feel, it's not a geya, when Mashiach comes, we'll deal with it. Right now, whatever, we'll learn the halachas of Mishpatim, we'll learn Eidus, we'll learn about Dinei Torah, we'll learn about how to put on Tefillin, Krishma. But Beis HaMikdash, what does that have to do with us? So the Rambam brings out the pasuk that says, Sha'alu Shloim Yerushalayim, which is an active command to seek out the welfare of Yerushalayim. Learn about the Beis HaMikdash. Be active, take a proactive approach to make it personal. Ayid has to constantly be thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, what Chazal say, Mishaloi Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomov, somebody who lived a life, and he davened and learned, and he was a wonderful person, but the Beis HaMikdash was not built in his lifetime, Ki'ilu Nechrav B'yomov, it's like it was destroyed in his lifetime. Now, if we would live through Churban Bayis, we would be in Gantzen to Treisel, to see the Beis HaMikdash burning. We would be shaking, we'd be trembling. But because we live now, and our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents didn't see the Beis HaMikdash, we sort of think that this is normal. By us, normal means not to see the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam wants us to change that. Normal for a Yid is to be in the Beis HaMikdash. That a Yid is not in Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash is a pella every second. It doesn't become more normal as the days go on. We don't accept the reality. Every day it continues to be crazy, and Adrab, every day it becomes more and more incredulous that it could be Tav Shin Pei, and we're not in the Beis HaMikdash. With this introduction, we are going to go to the halachas of the Rambam. The first thing the Rambam establishes, what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam, as we know, is a Sefer Halachas, so he always speaks about Inyanim the way it's connected to Avodah Sa'adam. Not through Inyanim no Milo the Mata, rather, what does a person do with it? He's always speaking to a person that's serving the Eibishter. So he says that the mitzvah's essay to build the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash you can bring Karbonis. And you could come 3 times a year to do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And the Rambam brings the Pasuk, the Asuli Mikdash, which is a pasuk that said Negeya the Mishkan, but the Rambam in Sefer HaYad continues to learn that this is a Pu'ula Nimsheches, that we are constantly being commanded. When the Eibishter said Vasuli Migdash, it wasn't, hey, we built a Mishkan and it's over. We always have to build a Mishkan for the Eibishter. That's our job as Yidden. The Eibishter needs a house. And in the Torah, we hit Truma Tetzaveh VeYakol Pikudei, we know all about the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built in the Midbar. But that Mishkan was only temporary. It was a temporary dwelling for the Eibishter. Like it says, Chilei Vosa Madata, you didn't come to the base of the Yerushalayim yet. You didn't get to Eretz Yisrael. Once Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they set the Mishkan in Gilgal for 14 years. And that in those 14 years, they conquered and divided Eretz Yisrael with the Shvatim. And then they came to Shiloh and they built a house of stone. Now, this stone is obviously more permanent than wood. In other words, the Eibishter's home was getting more settled. The Eibishter's home was getting more permanent, which means the Shekhinah was permeating Olam Hazah in a stronger way. And they didn't have a roof, and they put curtains on top. And it stood in Shiloh for 369 years. But when Eli died, it was destroyed, and then they came to Noiv, and they built a Mikdash in Noiv. When the Navi Shmuel passed away, it was destroyed, they came to Givon, and from there it came to Yerushalayim, Beis Elomim. That Kufa of Noiv and Givon was 57 years. Now, there's something dramatic that takes place by Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't just that now we have another place for the Shekhinah. Now that the Eibishter is finally home in Yerushalayim, the rest of the world changes. How does that get affected in Halacha? It gets affected regarding the Bamos. What is a Bama? A Bama is if someone, let's say, wants to build an individual Mizbeach to bring a carbon. He's inspired to bring a carbon. He's inspired. So what? Until the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim. If he had in his backyard, he had a place, a mokim miyuchad, to be makiv a carbon, that was okay. It was called a bama. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, no more bamas. You want to connect with the Eibishter, you have to come to Yerushalayim. And this is the place where the Eibishter Shechina is. You want the Eibishter, you come to the Beis HaMikdash. That's where you connect with the Eibishter. Now, we know there are three Bati Mikdashes. The first Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech built. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, designed by David, and it lasted 410 years. Now, the third Beis HaMikdash, which is the Nevuah that the Eibishter told Yechezkel. Yechezkel lived between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. Ideally, they should have used the Nevuah of Yechezkel to build the second Beis HaMikdash. But it was not clear. So it obviously wasn't meant just for them. So they had the Nevuah of Yechezkel. They weren't exactly sure how to implement the Nevuah of Yechezkel. So what did they do? So the Anshei Bayis Sheni, when they came, we learned the times of Ezra with Nehemiah. They had different Nevi'im, Zerubbabel, that went to up with the, pretty much the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila in the time of Bayis Sheni. They built it similarly to the way it was in Bayis Rishon, but they incorporated in Yonim that they did understand from the Nevuah of Yechezkel, they incorporated into the Bayis Sheni. It's fascinating to point out that Chazal say, you know, we look at Bayis Sheni, later on it was rebuilt by Hordis and was made beautiful. At the time, it says when they were building, that the older generation were crying, and the younger generation were dancing because the younger generation was so excited that they have a Beis HaMikdash. It was so small and it was less Shechina than the first Beis HaMikdash that the older generation said, this is a Beis HaMikdash. You need this Adoides. So it was like the elder Chassidim were crying and the young Chassidim were living with it. More about that a different time. Now, what is a Beis HaMikdash? When you think of a Beis HaMikdash, you think of, you know, grandeur and inspiration and fires from heaven. But when we think of a Beis HaMikdash, what is a Beis HaMikdash? If you have to halachically describe to someone what constitutes a Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaMikdash is a house that has a Kodesh and a Kodesh HaKadoshim. And before the, in front of the Kodesh, there is a space called the Ulam, which is a hall, which is a space. We will soon explain what is done in that Ulam. But that constitutes a Beis HaMikdash. Three compartments. Ulam, Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Together, that's called the Heichel. When you're talking about the Eibishter's chamber, the Eibishter's Heichel, the Eibishter's Heichel is divided into three parts. The Ulam, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, surrounding the Heichel is a gated area. And we'll soon explain exactly where the Heichel was on the Har HaBayis. But just like the Kalei HaChotzer in the Midbar, which they had a section that was fenced in, and that is called Azorah. Together, that's a base, a Mikdash. When you have a Heichel and a Azorah, which is, again, four parts, the Heichel, Ulam, Kodesh, and Kodesh HaKadoshim, that is a Beis HaMikdash. Now, you have to have kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. What are the main kelim of the Beis HaMikdash? You have a Mizbeach, which you bring karbonis. You have the ramp, which leads to the Mizbeach. And the ramp is before the Ulam, which is in the Azorah, to the south side. Again, you have to know this, very important, Bechlal, in the Hilchas Beis HaBchira. You're walking into the Beis HaMikdash east to west, which means north is on your right and south is on your left. So when it says south or left, it means south. Right means north. So if you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash, your left hand is south. So the Mizbeach is on your left side, and the then you have the Kiyor, which the Kehanim, they wash their hands and feet for the Avodah. And that is also between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. It means you first hit, when you first enter, you'll see the Mizbeach. Then you're going to see the, continuing, you're going to see the Kiyar also on your left. Then you're going to have the Mizbeach of the Ktoides, the Menorah, and the Shulchan. Those are in the Kodesh, and then you're obviously going to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. More kelim that are in the Beis HaMikdash, we will be discussing in the next shir.